Spring is here, so go ahead. Put on new clothes and play some goldfish on the table. Not your usual spring rituals, I know. Those are two ways to celebrate Nowruz. That's a New Year's holiday celebrated in Iran and throughout Central Asia, starting on the first day of spring. If you've never heard of Nowruz, not to worry. Neither had the Iranian-American comedian you're about to meet. Kayvon Muezzi says it took moving from Arizona to L.A. for him to find out about his own culture's holiday, so he decided to make a short documentary about it. It's called Kayvon Presents A Splash of Nowruz. Thanks for joining us, Kayvon. Good to meet you.
Hey, thank you for having me. And I want to say Eid Shoma Mubarak. Today and right now marks the Persian New Year. So
Happy New Year.
We are celebrating on the air together.
Well, I want to start our listeners getting a taste of what you do by playing a clip from the film where you're doing stand-up for an Iranian audience. Let's start there and we'll come back in a second.
I want to apologize. None of my comedy will be in Farsi tonight. Not even a little bit. I know, it's a shame. And if you want to blame someone, don't blame the organizers, don't blame me, blame my dad. I'll give you his email address, okay? You know where my dad raised our family? Reno, Nevada.
Okay, so maybe that has something to do why you're not doing any Farsi in your stand-up. So you're joking you blame your dad, Kayvon, but what was it like growing up Iranian in Reno, Nevada, of all places?
Well, that's the whole point, is I didn't even grow up Iranian because my dad was trying to lay low. He had moved from Iran a little before the revolution, and he wanted to raise his family all American. So he bought a cowboy hat, he bought a pickup truck, and we had the non-Iranian traditional lifestyle and just regular stuff.
So how much did you actually know about your culture?
Well, I knew very little other than the food, which is always a good place to start because it's delicious. And that is why I made this documentary. It's kind of like if you never knew about Christmas, and then when you turn 25, all your friends tell you about it. You would be pretty upset too, Marco.
Yeah, I can imagine. kind of confusing because your name sounds very Iranian. Kayvon Muezzi, that's Iranian, right?
Right, and my dad picked my name to be Kayvon, so I can go by Kevin growing up. My brother Shaheen could go by Sean growing up, so it was a way to kind of fit in. Once I got into stand-up comedy, I started getting invited because of my name to a lot of Persian or Iranian events, and I had to tell jokes to people that I, you know, the only people I knew Iranian growing up were my aunt and uncle. And so I had a whole new world of people to try to please, and they're kind of a tough audience sometimes. And we show that in the documentary, how sometimes you can't crack them. The Persian grandma, you know, she's wearing her hijab. You can't even tell by her facial reactions if she's laughing because it's covered up, that kind of stuff. So there's some challenges there.
So tell us a bit about Persian New Year, Nowruz. It begins on the first day of spring. How did you first learn about it?
I first learned about Nowruz because I was at a stand-up comedy show, and they're like, and by the way, it's a Nowruz event, so keep it clean. And I go, what is that? And they couldn't believe it.
This is like an Iranian stand-up show?
Yeah, it was like an Iranian event. It looked like a wedding, but no one was getting married. I was kind of confused. And then they had grass on the table and a fish on the table. And I go, what is this? Well, basically, it's like a Christmas tree. Here's what I realize about Nowruz. If you quit thinking of it as a foreign holiday and compare it to what you already know, it's actually pretty understandable.
Yeah, what does it look like in terms of an American holiday?
Nowruz predates Easter, and Nowruz has painted eggs on their table to represent fertility. Nowruz is like a birthday party for Mother Nature, but it's also a Nowruz, you know, a New Year's party, and it's also like Thanksgiving. There's a huge feast. So it's really what I call the greatest hits of all holidays. You got to love Nowruz.
And you've got these tables with grass and goldfish. What's up with that?
Everything on the table has a meaning, and it's kind of nice. There's seven things on the table. It's called the hafsin, which means seven things that start with S. And in the language of, you know, Persian or Farsi, Seeb is apple, that means health. And sabzeh means regrowth and rebirth, you know, that kind of stuff.
You get new clothes, I'm told?
That's one of the great things is you're supposed to clean the whole house. That's where we think spring cleaning might have come from. And then you have to go buy new clothes and look your best. So you can't beat a holiday that forces you to go shopping.
What does your dad think about your quest to learn about Persian culture? Because he was kind of trying to pull you into the melting pot.
I always joke about it. Like, you were trying to keep Nowruz from me, save money and not buy me new clothes. I don't think it was a conspiracy quite like that. He just wanted me to fit in and get along. And I think he's kind of excited, as is the whole family, that, hey, I took an extra interest in the holiday now.
Hey, listen, before you go, Kayvon, how do you say Happy Nowruz?
Well, you can say Nowruz Piruz, and you can say Eid Shoma Mubarak.
Eid Shoma Mubarak. How's that?
There you go.
Kayvon Muwezi, a comedian who lives in Los Angeles. He recently directed and starred in the short film Kayvon Presents A Splash of Nowruz. Thanks for your time, Kayvon.
Thank you for having me.